Iran. I think it's all about Ahmadinejad, not so much about reform. I'm right there with them, waving the green. Wouldn't I love to see him topple? But closer to home, lots of arguments over health care reform, also energy, which relates to the bill that I don't think is going to get taken up by the Senate until the fall because there's just too much on their plate. So when it comes to climate control, at least that portion of it will get shoved off for the next 2 months or so. Speaking of climate control, that's what it was all about at the G8. Most of the conversation afterwards and most of the conversation in the last day has been about reducing the greenhouse gases and coming up with agreements that by 2050 would reduce those gases by 80% around the world for those who are jumping on board with this. Ultimately, how does that affect you and I? Well, of course it does, because what is the measurement for that? What is the thought on the climate control bill that also goes hand in hand with ultimately the levels that would have to be measured and the bar that would be set for the United States and everybody else, as long as the other countries, because they have to go back to their respective governments and would have to get approval for that. Who knows what the reaction would be, because others will find they're going to have to create this green industry that will also kill other industries. And especially in the United States, we know that. We've talked about that. We've talked about coal. We've talked about job creation versus jobs that would be lost by industries who will shove off and not come in to the United States. And then, of course, the third world countries that struggle, like India, for one, would be high on the list. And China, actually, I think, is lukewarm to the whole thing. And ultimately, where does that end up? And what does that mean for your wallet? And in my wallet, it means that you're going to have to pay more money if certain standards are set, because let's face it, their standards aren't there now, so it's like going from 0 to 100. So start putting your change away in those big jars, because you're going to have to pay more for electricity. That's the first thing you're going to have to deal with. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are going to lighten the load because we're swinging into a weekend, so we'll do a movie review. That's coming up also. Birthdays, of course, and this day in history, it's always fun to look back. And how about this Time magazine question? I happened to see it when I was flipping through online, and I get Time magazine, but I didn't get it yet in the mail. But the question was, why are Southerners so fat? I have to think some people in the South not thrilled with that. And I looked at the photos they showed, and it's almost like the old women's magazines where they would black out the people's faces and then they'd have like a huge body or a horrible outfit on or whatever. I thought the one woman I saw, man, if she could see her rear end in this picture that everybody in the United States is seeing, she would not be happy as having the headline, "Why Are Southerners Fat?" above her head. But we'll talk about what they had to say and whether or not that's true. I'm going to say I find that there are beautiful people in the South, just like in other parts of the country. So I don't really think it's true. It's just a certain core of people. And, of course, it's because of our food. What do you think? You eat cheese fries and Doritos and cheeseburgers. Well, you're going to put the pounds on, right? And it's hard. It's hard as people age to watch their metabolism and figure out ways to reduce. All right, I've mentioned the health care, and we'll get to that in a second. We'll let you hear what Congressman Henry Waxman out of Cali had to say, because he got blasted for some of his comments about lack of bipartisan cooperation from the GOP, both on health care and on energy. We'll get to that coming up. But first, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, thanks for the jingle. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment, Kate, on, have you heard this report that EPA has reported that we've had, I think it's 11 years of a decrease in global temperatures, and that the Obama administration doesn't want that information released? Have you heard anything about
that? Yes, we talked about that the other night, that supposedly there is a report that says that I haven't seen the report, but that does say that we've had a decrease in the temperatures, a decline in the temperatures, I guess the best way to say it. And we know that we saw that what's happening in New York, they've had the coolest temperatures they've had on record for a very long time. And there are other states that are saying the same thing. So, of course, as you know, Dale, then that would refute the whole global warming thing.
So I think there's an issue, of reducing gases in the atmosphere. That may well be a valid point, but they've got to come up with some really hard facts to convince me about all this. Al Gore's word isn't good enough for me. He's got his hands in a lot of green businesses and things like this. He's so arrogant about it, Kate, that he won't even discuss it with anybody. You can't get in a debate with him because I don't think he really knows the facts.
Well, here's what the thing is. It's a movement. So going green has become a movement, and then you're either on board. It's like I always say, it's like you're either playing for the team or you're not. We can't even have discussions anymore. So if you're not on the team, Dale, and you're not on the team and you're questioning, get out of our way. Because here's what we have. We have the movie called An Inconvenient Truth, which I saw, which there was evidence that was presented, but then was refuted by other scientists. So there's a very gray area as to what is true and what is not true. What's going on with the glaciers? What does that mean? What are we talking about in the atmosphere? Anything that you can possibly think of when it comes to pollutants, etc., the measurements. And there are definitely scientists who refute some of the things that were said in the Inconvenient Truth and some of the things that are being pumped out there. So even among the scientific community, there is no definite, here's the hard evidence. It's like I always say, Dale, you would agree, right? If someone showed us the hard evidence, look, Kate, you don't know what you're talking about, here's the report. Here are all the figures. Everyone has signed off on this. It's nothing about whether they're a Republican or whether they're a Democrat or whether they're an independent. This is neutral. Here's the numbers. Here's what it is. But nobody does that, Dale.
Well, I don't think they're allowed to begin with because they just shut off the debate.
Right.
I can't understand why they take the position, it's my way or the highway. That doesn't prove anything. That's not winning anybody over to their side of the argument.
No. And that's what the problem is with so many of the things that we see coming out of this White House with the White House agenda, with the Obama administration's agenda. In my opinion, that's the biggest problem. I mean, you can see it when the attacks become personal about news agencies or whatever. Why would you even go there if you're the president? I don't understand that. But why is there no discussion? Why is the discussion automatically shut down? And what it's become is, even with this G8 summit meeting, thanks, Dale, for the call. Even with the G8 meeting, what's said is, oh, you know what? Finally, we have a president. He gets it because this has been shoved off in the past. 8 years, nothing happened. Nothing was done about global warming. Nothing was done to help the environment. And it's always about, we're the good guys. They're the bad guys. And this is what we're going to do. No discussion about it, though. No discussion. Hang with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
My name's Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good one. I know we're talking about a lot of different things here. If you've never heard the show before, that's what we do. You have ADD. You love this show. There's so much happening. Lots of conversation here. We're not afraid to have it, whether it's the lighter stuff or the stuff that we're all concerned about. When I say stuff, that is a broad stroke, meaning some of the heavy things like health care reform, whether we're talking about the climate, whether we're talking about the hate crimes bill. There's actually a lot now festering in the Capitol that could have a far-reaching effect down the line, I think, on all of us in the United States and even on the perception of the United States. 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do it by jingling those digits. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi. For a high today, it was around 50 above for our high today in July. So, you know, the only global warming is between the ears of Al Gore. I think it's fried his brain. But, you know, Kate, in Chicago, did you hear about this? In Chicago, they're selling the same graveyard plot 3 and 4 times.
It's awful. The 3 gravediggers and a cemetery manager, they got all those hundreds of corpses.
They're digging up. You know, in Chicago, can't dead people vote in Chicago? As long as they're Democrats, they can vote, right? So maybe those graveyard workers were just digging them up to try to get them to the polls last fall to vote for Obama.
Oh, we need a rim shot for that. Oh. And the relatives are frantic. It's just terrible. Are you kidding? There were some famous people in that graveyard, too. Some blues singers and Emmett Till, a guy who was a lynch victim back in the day. And their bones, you know.
Well, yeah, those graveyard workers should go to jail for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, that's scorched earth, baby. You don't want to do that. Yeah, I agree. Al, thanks. I mean, imagine the relatives. So, like I said, there was a cemetery manager, three grave diggers, and what they did was they unearthed hundreds of corpses from a very historic black cemetery south of Chicago, dumped some in a weeded area, and double-stacked others in existing graves. It was this elaborate scheme, their own little Ponzi scheme in a different way to resell the plots. And I guess some of them were undisturbed, but a lot of them were raked over. So Jesse Jackson even was speaking, and he was shaking when he was speaking. I mean, who would toss the bones like trash? And I don't think there should be any bail for these guys. I think it's disgusting, man. And talk, you want to talk about messing with karma? They're messing with karma. So they've got about 1,000 burials there a year, and it's a 150-acre cemetery. So how much damage was done? A lot of damage. Because, for example, the Emmett Till, that was a 14-year-old from Chicago, whose body that was weighted was found in a river in Mississippi in 1955. He was one of the people that was buried there. As I said, there were some other well-known people. I mean, of course, all kinds of people there. But Diana Washington was buried there. Willie Dixon was buried there. And, I mean, how disgraceful. And you can bet, I mean, it's big headlines, certainly in Chicago. You can bet they're going away for a very long time. About 300 graves is what they think. It could be more, it could be a little bit less. Probably a little bit more is the way it's looking, but absolutely horrible for those families to deal with it. I mentioned that the big things that we're talking about, of course, in this country, we keep saying them over and over again, you know, pick a poison, whatever poison it is. One of them is health care, obviously, and that, too, looks like it's going to be shelved. Doesn't mean it will, but I'm pretty sure, because there's just too much that Rahm Emanuel stays back. He doesn't go on the trip to Moscow or Italy. And as hard as he might try to push and get a lot of people on board with the agenda, it certainly doesn't look like it's happening. And here is what Mark McClatchy had to say. He's a former White House chief of staff. He was on one of the morning shows on MSNBC, and he agrees with what we constantly say here on America Tonight. What are we going to care about in middle America? People who are living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you're doing a little bit better than paycheck to paycheck, but you don't have a lot of spare cash. It's about the coin, and certainly he knows that.
Of course, a lot of presidents, as you know, and as Lawrence knows, and all of your colleagues there know, have attempted health care reform, and not many have succeeded. I think President Obama has a real chance to move forward on health care reform. I think the lessons are that he put a broad proposal there for the Congress then to discuss, evaluate, make changes. I think he's cast a wide net. And I think right now the healthcare initiative is positioned well. The issue, Joe, is cost. That's the issue. That's where I think the real debate is going to come down to this time, much more than the policy itself.
All right, of course it's cost. And, you know, even some of the Democrats, conservative Democrats, want this healthcare bill delayed. Nancy Pelosi is trying to push this through as fast as she can, but I don't think it's going to happen. Because there are too many in the party that aren't looking for this to happen. I mean, it's a big setback. Thursday, a pivotal group of the House Dems wanted a ton of changes in the legislation, and the drafting is not on the fast track as a result of it. So Nancy Pelosi was pushing for greater protections for small businesses and rural health care providers, but it didn't matter. There's still some other things that have to be resolved. And Congressman Mike Ross even said he believes no vote should take place until September. So I don't think that's going to happen either. Boy, they're going to be busy in September. Here's what Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman had to say. First, he talks about what he said the previous day about the GOP. They didn't take it too kindly about health care and energy.
What I was expressing was I know the frustration of being in the minority. I was part of the minority when the Democrats were out of power for 12 years. And it's difficult to try to figure out the role. And one role could be to work on a bipartisan basis and get things done. But that could give political benefits to the majority. So sometimes the minority decides they're going to try to defeat things so that the party in power has nothing to show for the successes of their administration. Well, I expressed some frustration that the Republican leadership, even though Martin Feldstein, a very conservative economist, said that we needed a stimulus bill, no Republicans in the House voted for it. And on climate change, which is more a regional fight than a partisan one, we had most Republicans voting against it. But I don't want to throw fire at this situation. I know how difficult it is to be in the minority.
So it was just,
I hope
it was
we
just
can work together.
Right?
I think it's the Republican frustration that's led them to want to oppose things. And it was my frustration because I want bipartisanship in order to get things done. But I think it's like saying, and you did a minute ago, I like the CIA because I'm a patriotic American.
Right.
Well, that means if anybody's critical of the CIA, they're not patriotic.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to say the Republicans are rooting against the country because I don't believe that. So I apologize for any inference in that along those lines.
All right, so Waxman apologizes, and ultimately it's about bipartisan cooperation. That was what he said he meant to say. I mean, this is a big fight, obviously. So Democrats are considering raising taxes on wealthy investors to pay for health care legislation, right, along with some other options. Now, supposedly that one's going to be taken off the table. The proposal would extend the 1.45% Medicare payroll tax to capital gains earned by high-income taxpayers if it's not off the table, and it would bring in about $100 billion over 10 years. Nancy Pelosi says she promised that this would be on the president's doorstep before they broke in August, the August break, and she says that's still her goal, but it's just not looking like it. The timetable keeps blowing apart because of, again, some of the language in this, which I think the whole thing is upside down anyway. You have to get the votes, and I don't think you have to have the bipartisan cooperation. I don't know that they're going to get that. I mean, the efforts to raise the money for subsidizing the costs of the insurance is now focusing on a tax on health care benefits for workers with high-cost coverage, too, provided by their employers. It's a mess. We'll be back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long.
So country folks can survive, but Time Magazine screams, why are Southerners so fat, as I told you? And, man, some of the pictures that they dug up, I can't think that these people are too thrilled, other than you can't see their heads, so maybe that makes a difference. And the first line in the article says, people from Mississippi are fat. With an adult obesity rate of 33%, Mississippi has gobbled its way to the chubbiest state crown for the fifth year in a row. Now, the report, and we know this report was released whenever it was, 4 or 5 days ago, by Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Besides Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, and Tennessee were pretty close behind them. The obesity rate's over 30%. And the 8 of the fattest 10 states, according to this, were all in the South. We, you know, you think of the food, you think of biscuits and gravy and cheese fries, I guess, and barbecue. But I don't know that that really translates, and they say that in the Time magazine thing, too, because New York has pizza and Wisconsin has cheese and all that other sort of stuff. So what is the deal? Why is the South so portly is what they're asking. Well, hello, it's one of the poorest, Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the United States. So if 21% of the people living there are below the poverty line, what do you think they're getting? You know, the government cheese joke? Government cheese. Think of what you're eating. It's cheaper food than fruits and vegetables. Now, people that are super health conscious will come back and say, well, that's not true. You can get fruits and vegetables, and they're not very expensive, but that's not true. It's much cheaper to go and eat a cheeseburger somewhere that throw in the fries and whatever for a couple of bucks. You know, you can get cheap fast food. And even in the stores, the calorie-laden food is just cheaper. It is. And then there's fewer grocery stores in some of those poor areas, too. So they shop in convenience stores sometimes, because the other, especially if you're in a rural area. So what happens in the convenience stores? You know, you've been doing a convenience store. What do you have there? In fact, this happened to me outside of the studio one night because I was too busy to eat one day, right? Imagine that. And I just was, and I just blew it off and then thought, ugh, my head is pounding. So I got to get something, and I wasn't going to eat at some crappy fast food place because I was thinking, okay, I'm going to eat better. And so I did go to the convenience store thinking maybe I can find a piece of fruit, something, whatever. And I ended up with some kind of a bar. It was some kind of health bar. But even there, you have to be careful because half of them are filled with calories. And they didn't have any fruit. And it was all, of course, fattening stuff, corn dogs and soda and Doritos and whatever. So I can see that. Fried chicken, fried things, all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, that's what you're going to get. But I don't know. I think if you take that obesity chart, and yeah, you might be able to say overall people seem to fall into this category, but you find people that are in great shape everywhere, and you find people that aren't in such great shape everywhere, and the common denominator is time and obviously what they're eating and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. I mean, it goes without saying, unless you have some kind of a condition, if you eat 6, 7, 10 slices of pizza and then mashed potatoes and filet mignon and, you know, whatever else, cheese fries and tons of snacks, well, of course, what ultimately is going to happen? So the South getting picked on a little bit. Let's ask Donovan. He's traveled all over like I have, and he's been through the South. Do you think that stereotype is pretty accurate?
I don't know how accurate it is overall. I mean, it's a stereotype like any other stereotype. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, I like to make lots of jokes at Tennessee's expense, but I can't claim that they're all actually legitimate in any sense.
Yeah, you think of the beauties on some of those college campuses, and my gosh, if anything, they look like they could eat some of those biscuits. But you could make a generalization because of the types of food. It goes without saying, it does, that there are reasons why. And the poverty issue, I can see that, because you have less capital. I mean, less money to spend. If you have a lot of kids and you got mouths to feed, you got to stretch your bucks.
I completely agree with you. I think that's exactly one of the proximate causes here is the lack of money.
Absolutely. That's what it is, for sure. Part of it. Absolutely. All right, so if you're not busy eating cheese fries or big giant slabs of meat this weekend, or maybe you are busy doing that, you might take a break and go check out some of the flicks. The biggest one that's getting the most buzz, oh gosh, there's been a ton of little clips of it on the tube, I think this past month probably, is a movie called Bruno. And we're going to let you hear a little bit of Bruno to give you an idea of what that's about.
What's up? I'm Bruno.
I'm at Milan Fashion Week.
Yes, I'm going to wear the jumpsuit made entirely out of Velcro.
You go out now.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Come here, artisan. Take a step to the side.
Hi, welcome to Sears. How can I help you today?
You may find this story hard to believe, but I'm gay.
Okay.
Look at the four of us. We are so like the Sex and the City girls.
Oh, no, we aren't either.
Which one are you, Donnie?
I ain't any one of them. I'm Donnie.
That is such a Samantha thing to say.
Angelina's got fun. Madonna's got fun. Now Bruno's got fun.
Now our next guest is a single parent. Please welcome Bruno. So what's the baby's name?
I gave him like a traditional African name. OJ.
Oh my gosh, you gotta be out of your mind.
What type build is that, candidate?
DNG.
What is DNG?
Dolce & Gabbana, hello.
Hello. Hello.
How do you protect yourself from being attacked by homosexuals?
They probably would have tackled from behind.
Boom! Oh. This is ended. Did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him? Swapped the baby for what?
For an iPod.
Okay, so as I said, Sacha Baron Cohen, this is his deal. It was directed by Larry Charles, and it's a gay fashionista is what Bruno is. He hosts a late-night fashion show in any German-speaking country that's apart from Germany, as they describe it. So his idea is to become famous. And will it have the, I don't know, the appeal that Borat had? I don't know if it will or not. I'm going to say it's not going to be as big as that was, because the whole idea there was especially he was able to get under people's skin. And I don't know if he quite does that as much in this one, since a lot of it was set up. All right, the other movie is called I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Your valedictorian.
I would like to say here today the one thing I will regret if I never say. I love you, Beth Cooper. And yes, when I graduate, I'm not going to keep hanging around my old high school like some kind of creepy loser who can't get an adult girlfriend. You know who you are. You.
You embarrassed me, but it was so sweet. I'll have to let you live.
On July 10th.
There's a little soiree at my house tonight.
Well, maybe we can stop by.
It's the Trinity. She's everything he ever wanted.
Don't be so nervous. You can smell fear. Ooh, fear.
And one thing he never expected.
Prepare to die.
Kevin, stop!
He is going to kill me!
Now, the girl of his dreams.
Sorry, I was unaware I was admitting that.
Is going to show him the night of his life.
You have never been with a woman. Susie Q's yum.
My mom says yum.
Yum.
Not like that. Thanks. You hit me with your car. It's pretty cool.
Aww, hi.
Oh.
From 20th Century Fox.
Chances like this don't come along every day. This does not happen.
Don't be shy. Still love me?
I love you, Beth Cooper.
All my memories from high school are from tonight. Yes, this is a polycarbonate blade.
You gotta get...
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
I'm Andrew.
We're old friends from college. We've kind of gone down different roads. Ben is Mr. Motorcycle Adventuring Man.
I've been living in San Cristobal de las Casas down in Chiapas, Alabama.
Where? I have a really nice house and a wife and stuff.
This awesome amateur porn festival.
You have to do something unique.
Two straight dudes.
Beyond gay.
Beyond gay. But the funny thing was, we were drunk when we first came up with the idea, and then it evolved into this weird straight guy macho thing.
This shouldn't be about us challenging each other.
Give me the pill!
It's on. It's on.
Is somebody having sex in his film?
Yes, as far as I understand.
What are you doing?
You said you were going to tell her, and she said she knew, and then I just talked about it, and I guess she didn't know.
I cannot believe I'm talking to you about making a porn film with him.
You're pretty solidly non-gay.
Yeah, I think the same thing about you, too.
We might have to impose the pre-woman rule.
No kissing.
This is weird. Trying to find that
lonely. You're not as Kerouac as you think you are, even though you've got the headband on. I love you. And I'm not as white picket fence as you think I am.
There's a six-pack under there.
There is nothing that I want to do less
than
what we're talking about doing.
Ready?
Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that was awful.
That was awful. This is going to be hard.
Yeah, that puts a little wrench in the works, doesn't it?
All right, so that's pretty obvious. Two guys cutting loose, bad boys of the college campus. Then they've got a jobs, wife, a house, and they decide to unannounced take a trip, and they're doing a little carousing. Yeah, you could just slap any name on the top of that movie, right? But Hump Day is what they decided to call it. All right, finally, here's the last movie coming out that we're going to look at, and it's called Blood, the Last Vampire.
We need all we've got. He thinks it's a CIA plan.
I kill the bloodsuckers. They provide me what I need to survive. That's the deal.
Three deaths on the American airbase within a week.
Onigen is near.
The council wants you on the base to find more leads.
I don't investigate. I kill.
I guess you're not really a student, are you?
Go home and forget everything. Onigen, the demon who murdered my father.
Never doubt yourself. You're human. It's our war now.
The more demons you kill, the more human you become. The truth is, the more you kill, the more you unleash your power. Come to me. I'm not your kind.
It's not gonna be easy.
That's my duty. I live for one purpose. On again.
So vampires are huge. I watched that series True Blood. I know you're all cringing when I say that. When I was a kid, I was fascinated by the whole vamp thing. So some of it's crappy and trashy, and I would never watch it. Like Twilight is a teen flick, and this one's probably a teen flick too. 16-year-old vamp Saya, and born to a human father and a vampire mother. But probably some people will go and see that, some teenagers most likely. That's it for the movies, so not a huge week for the movies. There's some bigger movies coming out in the next couple of weeks, and of course, heading into the summer, some of the biggest ones came out. Transformers couldn't be bigger still, Revenge of the Fallen. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs is top at the box office. The Proposal, The Hangover, My Sister's Keeper, The Taking of Pelham 123, all of those are still out. Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, that was a big flick as well. Now, Harry Potter, that latest and final, I guess, in the series, that comes out. That will be a big one. And there are a couple of other people, a couple of other movies, Funny People is another one of those. Shrink, G-Force, but I think the Harry Potter, especially, it doesn't take a genius to say that, is going to have a huge, huge coming out party. Let's flip the page and go to the calendar this day in history. 174 days left. Yeah, July 10th. Let's see. 1890, this is for you, Dono. Wyoming became the 44th state. In 1929, American paper currency was reduced in size because the government started issuing bills that were approximately 25% smaller. Now we have no idea how much we're printing. In 1962, the Telestar 1 communication satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. How many more have been launched since then? You know, I don't even know, but it's a lot, I can tell you that. 1973, the Bahamas became fully independent after 3 centuries of British colonial rule. Bahamas is fun, Paradise Island. I've been there probably 3 times. You used to be able to get really good deals from the United States. Almost any place that you lived, you could find a decent deal. In 1991, Boris Yeltsin took the oath of office as the first elected president of the Russian Republic. It was just 10 years ago today that the United States women's soccer team won the World Cup, knocking off China 5-4 on a penalty kick, or actually penalty kicks, after 120 minutes of scoreless play at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Boy, that was huge. Remember, they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I was doing a nightly sports talk show in Dallas, Texas at the time, and the phone lines just, it was always about football, the Cowboys, and baseball, but the phone lines blew up. Everybody wanted to talk about the soccer team, the women, and they knew all their names. Of course, Mia Hamm, one of them. 5 years ago, President G.W. Bush said in his weekly radio address that legalizing gay marriage would redefine the most fundamental institution of civilization and that a constitutional amendment was needed to protect traditional marriage. Boy, we're seeing more and more states that are jumping on the bandwagon of approving gay marriage. That fight continues. Birthdays, I'm going to say you know about eight of the birthdays. I'm so confident you're going to know these names. Oh, yeah. Nobody does it like the Beatles. Let's give you an easy layup one. Eunice Kennedy Shriver is 88 years old. Everybody know Eunice Kennedy Shriver? Come on. Former boxer Jake LaMotta is 88, Raging Bull. Robert De Niro did a great, great imitation of Jake LaMotta. If you haven't seen that movie, order it. It's good if you get Netflix or Blockbuster or whatever. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins is 82 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, former tennis player Virginia Wade, 64, British. You know who she is. She was big in the 70s. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie, I know you know that name, 62 years old. Country musician Shaw Wilson is 49 years old. Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys is 55. In Rascal Flatts, Gary LaVox, I like him, 39 years old. Jessica Simpson, there's somebody who's always in the headlines, 29 years old. She dates Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. She had a reality television show with her ex-husband. Ring a bell to anybody? Been in the news a ton. Actor Ron Glass is 64 years old, a face that you can't forget, trust me. Singer Mavis Staples, great voice, 70 years old. For Moby Grape, rocker Jerry Miller is 66 years old. Rock musician John Spiker is 28. Actor Adrian Grenier is 33. He's on a show I watch. It's called Entourage. He's the lead character in it. Vinny Chase. That's his character's name. Also celebrating a birthday, writer-producer Earl Hammer Jr., as we jump up to the other end of the scale, celebrating number 86. And actor Miles Watson is 69. I'm going to leave you with this thought from an American economist and feminist. A concept is stronger than a fact.
Back to work, everybody. Work.